adoration to your name. Bless the service today. And let not one person leave here the same way they have come. We worship you, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap of hand as you take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Welcome you to the Blessing Sunday today in the precious name of Jesus. The blessing of the Word of God, part 2. The blessing of the Word of God, part 2. Joshua chapter 21 and in verse 45, the Bible said, they are filled not up of any good thing which the Lord had spoken unto the house of Israel. All came to pass. Not one good thing that God had promised the children of Israel failed. Our objective this morning is to understand the channels of blessing through the world. The Bible made it clear that the Word of God is calculated for the good of the people. The Word of God is calculated for the good of the people. And one of those good things that the Word of God offers is the blessing. Revelation chapter 1 verse 3 said, blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, that is the word. Now we are going to look at the various channels in which the word blesses. Number one, the word of God directly releases the blessing into the life of the recipients. I'm going to speak the same points with the services, except that the scriptures will be different and then the explanations will vary. The Word of God directly releases the blessing of God into the lives of the recipients. Deuteronomy chapter 11 verse 26 and 27. He said, Deuteronomy 11, 26 and 27. Behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse. A blessing. If you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you this day. A blessing. The word of God is calculated for the blessing of the recipients. Luke 11, 27 to 28. Luke 11. And it came to pass as he spake these things, a certain woman of the company lifted up her voice and said, unto him. Blessed is the womb that bare thee, and the paps which thou hast sucked. But he said, yea, rather, blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. Blessed are they, hearers of the word and keepers of the word, are guaranteed the blessing. Blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. And of course, we read already Revelation chapter 1 and in verse 3 just now. Blessed is he that readeth and they that hear the words of this prophecy. Someone say a loud amen. So the word of God directly releases the blessing. And what is a blessing all about? It is the climate of productivity and prosperity. So, the word of God releases the blessing, which is the climate of productivity and prosperity. In the first service, we saw the empowerment unto progress and success. But here, it releases the climate of productivity and prosperity. Once the word of God is released into your life, your environment changes, begins to change into the climate of productivity and prosperity. I speak today by prophecy, every environment of scarcity and empty-handedness in your life disappears now in the name of Jesus Christ. Lift your right hand and say, in the name of Jesus, I receive the blessing by the word of God, which is the climate of prosperity and productivity. Say, I receive the word, and the word releases the blessing, and the blessing is my climate of productivity and prosperity. Shout the loudest, amen. Number two, the word of God is a channel, or releases peace into the lives of the recipients. Peace. Acts chapter 10, verse 36. Peace. He said, the word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace. Peace. By Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. The word of God releases peace. What is peace all about? The word peace is the Hebrew word shalom. It also means abundance of resources. Abundance of resources. So the word of God brings peace, which is the abundance of resources. Spiritual resources. Mental resources. Material resources. Emotional resources. The abundance of resources, wholeness, fullness. Today, everything lacking in your life, I declare the lack is over. By the release of the word, I declare the release of your abundance of resources in the name of Jesus. The word of God releases peace. Number three, the word of God reveals the inheritance of the saints. The inheritance of the saints. Acts chapter 20 and in verse 32. Acts chapter 20 and in verse 32. He said, and now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you your inheritance among all them that are sanctified. I commend you to God. I commend you to the word of his grace that is able to build you up and to give you your inheritance. The word of God shows you what your inheritance is. What belongs to us in God. What does that do to you? The revelation of the inheritance imparts faith for possession. Faith. When you know what is yours, the word of God reveals what is yours in God, and that brings an impartation of faith for possession. Because Romans chapter 10 and in verse 8, the word is the word of faith. The word is near thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart, and that is the word of faith which we preach. Verse 17. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Somebody say a loud amen. Faith for possession. Is this what God did in this person's life? Was this what God did in that person's life? Or rather, is this what the Bible says I can have? Faith for possession. I announce to someone here today, by prophetic decree, everything that is yours under God, faith to possess it be imparted right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Number four. The word of God shows us the examples of people who received the word and the blessed outcome of their lives. It gives us the examples of people who received the word and how blessed their outcome became. The first service, we saw the example of Abraham. People who received the word and the blessed outcome of their lives. In this service, we'll look at Isaac, Genesis chapter 26, verse 1 to verse 3. And there was a famine in the land beside the first famine, which was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went unto Abimelech, king of the Philistines, unto Gerar. And the Lord appeared unto him and said, go not down to Egypt, dwell in the land which I shall tell thee of. Sojourn in this land, and I will be with you, and I will bless you. For unto you and unto your seed I will give all these countries, and I will perform the oath which I swear unto Abraham thy father. You jump down to verse 12. Isaac sold. Then Isaac sold in that land, and received in the same year 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him. The man was great and went forward and grew until he became very great. For he had great possession of flocks, possession of herds, a great store of servants, and the Philistines envied him. Somebody say amen. And the Philistines envied him. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody say, God who did it for Isaac. The God who did it for Isaac will do it for me. Say a louder amen. What happens when we see the examples of people who receive the word of God? Seeing the examples of those who ended with the blessing shows us the steps to take to experience their results. He shows us the steps to take to experience their results. If Abraham obeyed God and saw such results, if Isaac heard the voice of God and then saw such results, then I must obey God, then I must hear the voice of God. Somebody say amen. Hebrews chapter 6 verse 12. It says that you be not slothful, but be followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Be followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Abraham's result and Isaac's result shall be reproduced in someone's life here today. Can I hear a louder amen? Can I hear a louder amen? Can I hear the loudest amen? Finally, the word of God reveals to the saint the way to the blessing. The Lord knows the way to the wilderness. All I need to do is to follow Him. My God knows the way to the wilderness. All I have to do is to follow Him. It reveals the way into the blessing. Psalm 1 verse 1 all the way to verse 3. He said, Psalm 1 verse 1, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth, he shall prosper. The word of God shows us the way. What do we mean by that? Listen to this. The word of God reveals to us the dividends of obeying certain commands. The dividends. It shows us, if you do this, you will see this. The dividends of obeying certain commands, obeying certain instructions. And in this case, we are dealing with what I called in the first service, blessing specific instructions. The dividends of blessing specific instructions. Obeying them. What are those instructions? I mentioned three of them. Direct instructions that are connected to the blessing. Number one is kingdom service. Kingdom service. You shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless your bread and your water. Proverbs, that was Exodus 23, 25. And now, Psalm 35 verse 27. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. Let the Lord be magnified, who is excited in the blessing of those who serve him. What is that scripture saying? If I determine to be his servant, he is determined to be my blesser. If I serve him by determination, he will bless me by commandment. Kingdom service. Tied to the blessing. What's the meaning of that to you? Don't sit down in church like a chief executive. Find something to do for God. If you are interested in the blessing of God. Second is soul winning. We saw that. Soul winning. When I sent you without pause or scrip, did you lack anything? And they said, nothing. Now look at John chapter 4, verse 35, and in verse 36, John chapter 4. He says, say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes, and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. And he that reapeth, receiveth wages, and gathereth fruit unto eternal life, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. He that reapeth receiveth wages. He that reapeth receiveth wages. You want God to pay you. You want God to bless you. You want God to increase and engrace you. Determined to be a reaper. Don't come to church with an empty car. Don't watch your classmates and colleagues in the office and neighbors without informing him the goodness of God. Look at the mother of Sadia Mohammed of the other faith. However they came to this church, I don't know. But God cleaned her daughter of sickle cell anemia from SS to AA. You don't know whose life you will save. You don't know whose destiny you will save. You don't know whose journey you will interrupt from hell to heaven by touching someone. And it will bless you. It will bless you for doing it. For he that reapeth, receiveth wages. Anyone who is a genuine servant of God, genuine, passionate preacher of the gospel, you can't help their blessing. You can't. Any anger or hatred at them is a waste. Because for as long as they are passionate for God, passionate for his service, passionate for souls, just no devil can stop them being blessed. Whether you are a child of God, a daughter of God, a son of God, or a full-time pastor or minister, he that reapeth receiveth wages. Hallelujah. Finally, it is word intake. Word intake. The word of, have I mentioned tithing? The third is tithing before the word. The third is tithing. Leviticus chapter 27 and in verse 30. Leviticus 27 verse 30. He said, and all the tithe of the land, whether of the seed of the land, or the fruit of the tree is the Lord's. It is holy unto the Lord. Hebrews chapter 7 verse 8. And here, men that die receive tithes. But there he receiveth them, of whom it is witnessed that he liveth. And the tithe provokes us. Thus, he is receiving the tithe till today. He receiveth them. He receiveth them. He receiveth them. In Malachi chapter 3 verse 10 where we read, say, bring all the tithes into my storehouse and prove me here. Now hear it. If I will not open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you will not have room enough to receive. And I'll rebuke the devourer for your sake. Not all nations shall call you blessed. You don't beg to be blessed if you don't withhold from God what belongs to him. Which other specific blessings are tied? Instructions are tied to the blessing. Is the intake of the word. Matthew chapter 16. Start from verse 16. And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. When you have the revelation of the Christ, you have the revelation of the word, you enter into the blessing. Blessed art thou, Simon. What revelation? The revelation of who Christ was. Who is Christ? In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. The revelation of the word of God steps you into the blessing. Receiving the word of God, receiving the light of the word, receiving the revelation of the word, It steps you into the blessing. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody say the loud most amen. Say after me, I receive the revelation of the word of God today, and I step in to the realms of the blessing of God for my life. Say it again. Say, I receive the revelation of the word of God for my life today, and I step in to the realms of the blessing. Again, say, I receive the revelation of the word of God today, and I step in to the dimensions of the blessing. Say the loudest amen. I declare you will not miss your blessing in Jesus' precious name. Very, very quickly, what do we do with the word in order to receive the blessing? What do we do with the word? Number one, read the word. Blessed is everyone that read it. Revelation chapter 1 verse 3. Read the word. Read the word. Read the word. Read the word. Just the reading of the word. For years I made it a duty to read through the Bible consistently. And I've done times where I do 40 chapters a day and finish the Bible in 1 month. 20 chapters in the morning, 20 chapters in the evening. The 40 chapters at a stretch took me 3 hours. But I just wanted to irrigate my mind, irrigate my spirit. Just wash it, just bath with the word. Such a blessing. Such a blessing. 20 chapters, you finish it in 2 months. 10 chapters is 4 months. And so on. 4 chapters, you read through the Bible in a year. Just irrigate your mind. Irrigate your spirit. Blessed is he that readeth. Number two. Hear the word. Blessed is he that readeth, and he that hear the words of this prophecy. So you hear the word. You are hearing the word right now. You can hear it from audio tapes and CDs. You can also hear it from Bible on CD. Hearing the word is a channel of blessing. Number three, delight in and meditate in the word. Take your time. Psalm 1 verse 1 to 3. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. Meditate, think in the word. Think in the word. Four, act on or obey the word. Do it. We already read it in Revelation. Blessed is he that readeth, they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 1 all the way to verse 20. It shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. If you hearken, if you obey, you shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless your bread. So if you want the blessing, serve the Lord. You want the wages, go and reap. You want the open heavens, release your tithings. Act on, obey the word, and results shall be yours. Somebody say a loud amen. Before this month of August expires, I see the drastic change of story for someone here. If you are the one, your amen will be the loudest. If you are the one, your amen will be the loudest.
I see blessing that shall be visible and blessing that shall be palpable. Blessing that shall be undeniable. Blessing that no devil can interfere with. You believe that? Stand on your feet and shout the loudest amen. A louder believers, amen. You remain standing up on your feet and we are going to pray for a little while. Lift up your hands and say after me, say, Father, thank you.
Thank you.
For your goodness.
For your goodness.
And your mercies.
And your mercies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For your faithfulness.
For your faithfulness.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For your word.
For your word.
I receive
the blessing
of your word today.
Today.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Open your mouth and speak to God. Jesus Christ. Lift your right hand and say after me, say, Father.
Father.
I receive the grace.
I receive the grace.
To read your word.
To read your word.
To hear your word.
To hear your word.
To meditate in your word.
To meditate in your word.
And to act in your word.
And to act in your word.
For the blessing.
For the blessing.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I receive the grace.
I receive the grace.
To read your word.
To read your word.
I receive the grace.
I receive the grace.
And the discipline.
And the discipline.
To read your word.
To read your word.
To hear your word.
To hear your word.
To meditate on your word.
To meditate on your word.
And to act on your word.
And to act on your word.
For the release of your blessing.
For the release of your blessing.
In this month.
In this month.
In my life.
In my life.
I receive that grace.
I receive that grace.
Oh Lord. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Shaka ta 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 Precious name. The Lord has answered us in Jesus' name. As we talk about the restoration of human destinies, there is also the restoration of national destiny. The destiny of our nation is battered, shattered, scattered, but it can be gathered together by the power of God. Already, God is answering our prayers. Within the last 1 week to 10 days, the climate of tension was everywhere. It was as if the devil wanted to overrun the nation, including the city. When I was talking to someone from Port Harcourt, and I said, the climate was so tense around FCT. If you remember what happened in Buari the other Sunday, where some military people were ambushed by bandits and so on. And we're talking to the pastor. He said, no, the tension was not just in Abuja. He said it was all over the whole nation. Some of the music guests that were coming, some people told them not to come. They even said the program was not meant to hold. But he held, sent the devil packing to hell, and established something concerning our nation. Now, we're going to pray, Father, because we have a God who hears. We're going to ask God to deliver this nation from total destruction. Let this nation not just end, and it will not end. Both from CBN, from ministers here and there speaking, I heard the labor minister and others were speaking and saying Nigeria is broke. And I can tell you, they are not just speaking. The other day we saw how that the revenue for the nation was 1.6 something billion and the debt repayment was trillion and the debt repayment was 1.94 trillion. So we are paying more than we are making. The difference is 300 billion, which means money to still be borrowed to pay back debt. That was happening. Dollar, the naira was getting depreciated. Thank God there is a little stabilization. Now, the excess crude account that was created by President Olusegun Obasanjo in 2004, this account is an account that is housing excess money over the budgeted projection. This is money that was made in excess of budgeted. And as at 2014 February, it was 3.6 billion in that account. 2014 February. As of August 2015, just at the beginning of this administration, it was $2.2 billion. $2.2 billion. It dropped down as of July, this month that just passed, it came to $35.7 million. As at today, it is 376,000. $376,655.09, less than half a million dollars. There are other things we can't even talk about right now. How much are we spending on imports? 5.9 trillion on imports of food, of drugs, of different things. Within 4 months, it will cause the external reserve to be completely depleted under 4 months from now. But we need God to intervene in our country. So that nations of the world that almost got wiped out and working, we will not reach that level. Let this nation not crumble just like that. Father, intervene for us by any means. Lift your voice and say, Father,
Father,
we ask
for your mercy
upon Nigeria. In the name of Jesus, deliver our nation from total collapse, destruction, and disintegration. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, deliver our nation from total collapse, destruction, and disintegration. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Behind the events of our nation, expose it. Or why are we here? Unveil it. Now, in the midst of the level of economic bankruptcy that is looming, in the face of that, 1.145 billion is released to another country, Niger Republic, for purchase of vehicle to enhance their capacity to maintain their security. I think there is some level of wickedness combined with mindlessness, combined with insanity somewhere. Money that is lacking in your country, security that is not available in your country. If it is charm on this country, the charm has spoiled. Everybody be on your feet, oh. Don't sit down during war. If it is charm, the charm has spoiled. All the people at the level of decision in this kind of wicked operation should be ashamed of themselves. Another $1.96 billion, the equivalent of 712 billion naira for railway construction from Nigeria to Niger. Why are we interested? Because if the nation does not function, church doesn't function, nothing functions. And he said, I've set you as a watchman over your nation. We refuse for it to go on this way. These were people who told us at the beginning.
Any government that cannot fix power within 3 months is an irresponsible government. All manner of useless rubbish. Zero, zero, zero. Zero delivery. Zero delivery. Some of those who talk like that were put in charge of those ministries. Not no show. Are you following what I'm saying? Father, unveil the mystery. Father, unveil the mystery. Father, unveil the mystery. Put that scripture for me. Unveil the mystery. Everybody, Matthew 10:26. Let's go. Fear them not, therefore. For there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and hid that shall not be known. Lift your voice and say, Father,
Father,
we ask that you will unveil and unravel every mystery concerning, regarding the current leadership and situation of Nigeria in this season. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, unveil, unravel the mystery regarding our leadership. Unravel the mystery of the situation in Nigeria. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Psalm 7 verse 11 to 16. Everybody read it together. Psalm 7 verse 11 to 16. If he turn not, he will wear his sword. He has bent his bow and made it ready. He has also prepared for him the instruments of death. He ordaineth his arrows against the persecutors. Behold, he travaileth with iniquity and has conceived mischief and brought forth falsehood. He made a pit and digged it and is falling into the ditch which he made. Verse 16. His mischief shall return upon his own head, and his violent dealing shall come down upon his own pit. And I will praise the Lord according to his righteousness and will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. Now, Psalm 11 verse 6. 1-2, read. Upon the wicked he shall rain snares, fire and brimstone, and a horrible tempest. This shall be the portion of their cup. Lift your voice and say, Father,
Father,
we ask
that you will judge
the wicked and their wickedness
in Nigeria.
Oh Lord, let no wicked man,
or woman,
or leader,
or terrorist,
or bandit,
or kidnapper,
or headsman,
and their sponsor,
or facilitator
escape
judgment.
Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus,
say,
Father,
we ask
that you will judge
the wicked
and their wickedness
in Nigeria.
Oh Lord,
let no wicked man,
or woman,
or leader,
or terrorist,
or bandit,
or kidnapper,
or headsman,
and their sponsor,
or facilitator
escape judgment.
Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus,
open your mouth and pray.
Father, we ask that you judge the wicked and their wickedness in Nigeria, Lord.
Let no wicked man,
let no wicked woman,
let no wicked leader,
let no wicked terrorist,
let no wicked bandit,
let no wicked kidnapper,
let no wicked henchman,
and their sponsor
or facilitator
escape judgment.
Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus,
Father, we ask
that you will judge the wicked
and judge their wickedness
in Nigeria.
Let no wicked man
and woman
and leader
and terrorist
and bandit
and kidnapper
and henchman
and their sponsor
or facilitator.
righteous man.
Amen.
The Bible says your people shall be willing in the day of your power. Psalm 110 verse 3. Thy people shall be willing in the day of your power. In the beauties of holiness from the womb of the morning, thou hast the dew of your youth. Father, let everybody come to the point and say, we are tired. Let the whole nation at once say, we are tired. Enough is enough. Let things change. Give us a baptism. Open your mouth and pray thus and say, Father.
Father.
Father,
Father,
baptize Nigeria,
and Nigerians
with the willingness
and zeal
for your purpose
in this season.
The willingness
to stand
for truth,
for justice,
for fairness
in this season.
Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, say Father,
baptize Nigeria
and Nigerians
with the willingness
and zeal
for your purpose
in this season.
The willingness
to stand
for truth,
for justice,
for fairness
in this season.
Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Frustrated the tokens of liars and maketh diviners mad. He disappointed the devices of the crafty so that their hands cannot perform their enterprise. Father, the normal thing they used to do to subvert the purpose of God and the will of the people, may it be arrested. Amen. This time. Any attempt to scuttle God's process, any attempt to frustrate the process, any attempt of underage voters, imported voters, and all manner of manipulation, it will not stand this time. Can you say a louder amen?
Amen.
Pray the prayer after me. Say, Father,
frustrate
every agenda
and calculation
and orchestration
of hell
to counteract
your purpose
for our nation
in this season.
Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus,
say, Father,
let every evil plot
and plan
against the destiny
of Nigeria
fail, Lord,
in the name of Jesus.
Father,
frustrate
every agenda,
calculation,
orchestration
of hell
to counteract
your purpose
for our nation
in this season.
Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus,
let every evil plot
and plan
against the enemy,
against the destiny
of Nigeria
fail, Lord,
in the name of Jesus.
Open your mouth and pray.
Purpose for our nation in this season. In the name of Jesus, let every evil
Jesus.
Amen.
Finally, Father, give us a genuine new beginning. Isaiah 43:19. He said, behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring. For somebody say, do it, Lord. Lift your voice and say, Father.
Father.
Give Nigeria,
Nigeria
a true change.
Lord,
give us
a
real new beginning
that
will facilitate
the
invasion
of the earth
with your glory
from
Nigeria.
Oh
Lord,
in the name of Jesus,
say, Father,
give Nigeria
a true change.
Oh Lord,
give us
a
real new beginning
that will
facilitate
the
invasion
of the
earth
with
your glory
from
Nigeria.
Lord,
in the name of Jesus,
open your
heart and pray. Precious name.
Amen.
Lift up your hands and let's honor him. Thank you, Father, for hearing. Don't let any amount of money buy you. This is the time they buy people. Don't allow any amount of money to buy you. Destiny of this nation and your own destiny is too big to be negotiated with money. You are bigger than any money, any blood money they want to give you. Bind and tie your destiny. Don't allow anybody buy you. Don't sell your conscience. Don't sell your life. You are in the media space. Don't let them pay you to advertise wickedness. To push wicked narratives of wicked men. You are in the media space. Don't let any money be money enough. What shall he profit a man if he gains the whole world and lose their soul? What can a man give in exchange for his soul? We don't have regard for anybody's money. We're too big to be bought. Don't allow anybody buy you with money. Don't allow anybody buy you to say white is black and black is white. Because money is a major problem in this country. See somebody, see that young man that was a Luther Continua, student union government president. Oh, he was this, he was that. He was talking against all the evils in the land. Sees little money. Maybe they appointed him commissioner. Appointed him something. That's all. You won't hear him again forever. He has been swallowed into the system. Don't let anybody buy you. There is something ahead of you that is bigger than what they want to give you now. There is something ahead of all of us that is bigger than any amount they want to pay you now. Far bigger. Lift up your hands and thank the Lord for what he has done for us. I see a mighty revelation of the glory of the Lord filling Nigeria. Lift your hands.
Lift your hands everywhere you are.
You are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. No one else like you. There is no one. Sing it one more time. You are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. Oh Lord, sing, you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. Oh Lord, there is no one.
Lift up your hands everywhere you are. And receive restoration. For yourself, receive restoration. On behalf of our nation, receive restoration. Lift it higher. Father, let it be. Let it be. Let restoration happen. Lift your hands higher. Let restoration happen. Let restoration happen. Lift your hands high. At the count of seven, you scream, I receive. And you place your hands on your head. Let restoration happen for your life. Happen for our nation. Let divine intervention happen for our lives. Happen for our nation. Lift it high. At the count of seven. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. By the time we mention 7, you scream, I receive. In the name of Jesus, let restoration happen for your life. Happen for our nation. Divine intervention for our lives and nation. In the name of Jesus. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. In the name of Jesus, lift your hands and give him the praise. Give him the praise. Give him the honor. Thank you, Master, for hearing and answering. In Jesus' name. Talaba fi owe talole ba odoba talaba fi owe talole ba odoba olorun tojo olorun lo talaba fi owe we olorun tojo olorun lo
loud shout of praise and be seated in the presence of the Lord. I believe there are people who have received testimonies this morning. We have pending testimonies. We can take two or three of them sharply as the time permits. Just two or three, explosive. While that is happening, you are here. God just touched you. Right shoulder healed. Back condition healed. Blocked ears opened. And you are here and you are low abdominal condition. Terrible condition of the abdomen just healed. Anywhere you are like that, step forward and let's hear from you what God has done for you. You had an encounter while we were praying. God opened your eyes to see things concerning this country. And you want to share it with us. Also step forward and let us receive. You are more than what people say. You are more than what people say. You are more than what people say. You are more than some people say you are. You are tired, you are. Some people say. You are more than what people say. You are more than what people say. You are more than what people say. You are more than. Some people say you are. Some people say. Before, during the first, all right, call those you want to call while they are coming out. I can read this.
Ochopa Obo, Sister Tosin Odusaya, and Blessing Solomon.
All right, while those are coming out, during the first service, I'm seeing some, is it twins or triplets here? Can somebody address them?
Quadruplets.
Quadruplets.
That's part of the testimony.
Part of the incredible. During the first service, alright, you are preventing me from saying anything. Alright, go ahead, tell us, start from the beginning.
Sister Blessing Solomon said that she had suffered several miscarriages, she should be on her way out, but when our senior pastor came for apostolic invasion.
Ado,
New Carousel.
She's shaking her head.
No, that it's not her. She's here with her baby. When our senior pastor came for apostolic invasion, she came and was in the service, and the senior pastor mentioned her case exactly, saying you've been having miscarriages, but under 12 months you shall give birth to a baby. Under 9 months you shall give birth to a baby. Pardon me. And exactly 9 months, she brought forth. And she's here with the baby. Here she is with the baby running out.
Exactly 9 months. Hey! Want to drop baby on the altar. This is now an altar boy. Anybody know altar boy? When you went for scanning. Previously, she will only have a pregnancy where they will see only the sac and they will never see the baby. But not this one. After the prophecy came, 9 months on the dot. I prophesy to somebody, every embargo placed on your life is lifted. What the devil say you cannot achieve in this season, they shall be achieved. Go bring forth more. Somebody shout power. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord.
Our sister Tosin said that she had a son with genotype SS, crisis and all that. She made up her mind. She's been hearing it. Enter a department, work for the Lord, and the Lord removes sickness from the midst of thee. She enters sanctuary department, serve. While serving, the boy is now AA.
We need to see the boy. He's in the children's church now. Next Sunday you bring him. While you are cleaning the church, God clean the genotype. Hey! You shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless your bread and your water. Anyone who is currently serving, and your life and destiny has not yet been serviced, I prophesy divine servicing. Now, congratulations.
Sir, our brethren do Ochepas said they had finished giving and did family planning. They said they didn't want again. But sir, you know, in this, careful of the blessing you receive. When they say blessing, you raise your hand. They raise their hand, and the woman got pregnant again. Now it is four babies at once.
This is not assisted fertilization.
No, sir.
Not IVF.
No, sir.
No IVF. And you already shared the grace. You didn't want children again. Tied the tube. Did contraception.
Because, sir, the family planning failed.
Family planning failure. And he failed. Instead of bringing one, he brought four.
Four, sir.
That is, everything that should make the baby not to come was in place. And yet four came at once. One, two, three, four. Wait. This is monozygotic quadruplets. Monozygotic. That is one fertilized ovum divided into four. So it's the same sex. And all of them look alike. Monozygotic quadruplets. One fertilized ovum. If it is the other type, it will be like two eggs here, two eggs there. So it can be boys and girls. But this one, one XS, which is a girl, divided into four. Four girls. Stand on your feet and celebrate. Excess without stress. God is about to give you excess. Now, if God can break the law of the family planning and contraception and make them bring four, not one, I announce to you, anything that is trying to stop your miracle is suspended and set aside. Every satanic agenda that says you shouldn't bring forth what God wants is set aside. Celebration.
The glory, Almighty, mighty,
mighty, mighty, mighty,
you alone is one. Receive the glory,
Almighty, mighty, mighty,
mighty,
God.
Almighty, God, you do what you say. When you say you will, however you want. Almighty God,
you say you will.
Allez, we let
you.
Allez, chez les
wings.
On promise away.
On promise away.
Allez, we let you.
Allez, chez
les
wings.
On promise away.
On promise away.
On canale.
O Kamalea,
Almighty, mighty, mighty God.
is a very, very expensive blessing with serious economic implication. But God, somebody was looking for a child. For 9 years, no child. Then the wife got pregnant. First one, triplets. Second one, triplets. Third one, triplets. 9 children within 4 years. Then he said, God, please, if it's a joke, let it stop. How am I going to survive and take care of all these children? I'm sorry, it's enough, sir. God will help and will empower you and assist you to bring them up in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Give the Lord a praise. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise.
Oh, yeah, come and see what the Lord has done for me.
Listen, we're having in mind of certain form of assistance to them, but I didn't want to say in case somebody go and bring children from somewhere and then it's saying that he has brought four children in his money. Yeah, so I'll keep that, but they will not be stranded in Jesus' name. Give the Lord a big clap of hand and take yourself. Sharp, sharp, sharp.
Our sister Peculia said, after the prayers for the nation, at that moment where the senior pastor was blowing the instrument, she said the Lord opened her eyes in a vision. She saw herself in a wilderness. And she saw 3 men on white digging the ground. What they brought out was a Nigerian flag. And they started waving it. Dug the ground, brought out a Nigerian
flag. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Nigeria shall rise again. It's rising again. Yes.
Sir, in the same manner, our sister said, while we're praying for Nigeria, God opened her eyes and she saw a big gate that was closed, and all of a sudden a man came, opened the gate, and then everybody started rushing out of the gate.
Every prison they have kept this nation in, the prison door opens right now, and I declare our release in Jesus' name. Yes.
Sister Janet, at the shout I received, she fell into a trance and saw the whole of Nigeria covered with a tarpaulin, black tarpaulin. And a few minutes later, she saw a group of angels folding the tarpaulin, and bright light took over the country.
Hey! Somebody shout power! Every covering that is cast upon our nation, the Lord is lifting up that covering cast, and light is coming upon the nation. Yes, in the name of Jesus.
Brother Joseph said in the first service, he saw the senior pastor appeared in white and with a sword.
Why not?
And with myriads of angels just backing you.
Myriads of angels, yes.
Yes. So, and the angels started to identify the wicked people in the country.
Tell me something.
And started to cut them off. And you had smoke in the air. After that, when they start to strike them down, you started to appoint those to replace them.
Appoint those to replace them.
Then he cited some white men around too. Then nations of the world, people started to say that it has never happened like this. How can this happen in Nigeria? That was what he said.
Proverbs chapter 10, verse 28, 24, and verse 30. Just pop out.
10:28. You know, the hope of the righteous shall be gladness, but the expectation of the wicked shall perish. Hey! I told you, God will do something in Nigeria that will shock the world. They say terrorism cannot be conquered. In Nigeria, it shall be conquered. It shall be deleted like it never existed. It shall be deleted like it never existed. If you believe that, shout the loudest, amen. One more. Come and see what the Lord has done for me. That's right.
Hey. He has taken away my sorrows. What happened? If we fall, I got me, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
many people out here, you have been healed. Your healings are permanent. In the name of Jesus, for the sake of time, we might not be able to take them right now. Please dance your way back to your seat. I see a football club here. What's happening?
That's the boys at Lugbe Car Wash who bought a football for.
Oh, at the Lugbe Car Wash, we bought the football for, yes, and sir. Prayed for.
Yes, sir. They have.
Is it the same club where one boy was deaf? The twin boy was deaf and dumb.
Yes, sir. It's
them. That's him here. That's the one that spoke. That was a twin. Where is his twin? Is it Kainde? What's his name? That's Kainde. This was Kainde that was deaf and dumb. And this is his twin that was speaking. Turn it to the crowd. Eh? And he heard and was answering. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The miracle is still permanent. Hey. Are you just standing and looking like that?
Hallelujah. I said because of Jesus, double for your trauma. Jesus.
Hey.
Oh my God. Say, yeah. He has given you victory.
What God will do in your life today, in the next 5 years, it will still be speaking. In the next 10 years, it will be still be speaking. What God is doing in Nigeria now, it shall be lasting. So we bought them the football, prayed for them. Kindness here got open. I went out on evangelism and it happened. And then what happened now?
They went for a competition. They didn't know the competition was for senior boys. 2021 and they're all teenagers. Sir, at the end, they won. They came with a trophy. Second place. And I've come for Thanksgiving.
Give the Lord a big clap of hand. You shall keep going and keep going and keep going. Remain in the church so that as you grow, some of you will play for Arsenal, others will play for Man U, others will play for us, Chelsea, others will play for Barcelona. And which one?
Tottenham.
Chelsea, I've mentioned Chelsea already. Liverpool. They are mentioning the one they like. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of prayer. Celebrate 1 minute.
Jehovah Shama. Now you the reno. Now you the reno. Shama. Jehovah. We say now you the reno. Shama. Jehovah.
Now you the reno. Shama. Shama.
Give the Lord a big clap and a loud shout of prayer. Thank you, Master. Please remain standing 1 minute. You are here this morning. You need a surrender to Jesus. You want your sins forgiven. You want Jesus to be Lord over your life. Quickly pick your Bibles and bags. Or rather, first of all, say this prayer with me a minute. With your heart. Say after me, Lord Jesus. Say it louder. Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, and no turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Everyone who prayed that prayer, wave your hand. Let me see you. Wave it, wave it. God bless you. God bless you. I see all your hands. Quickly rush to the front here as we sing the song. The rest of us take our seats. Quickly.
Lord, I give you
quickly
my
rush
heart.
Forward.
I give you my soul. I live for you alone.
Keep coming.
Lord, have your way.
Communion stewards to also come forward and quickly release the communion.
Have your way, Lord.
Everyone here today in need for an addiction to be broken, a negative lifestyle, a life you don't like, something you are not happy about, smoking. The other man said smoking wasn't mentioned, so he was happy. Prostitution, adultery, fornication, immorality, fraud, gambling, bitterness, unforgiveness, malice, lying, cheating, duping, anything like that that has tied down your life, you are battling with. The yoke can be broken right now. Stand up on your feet, carry your Bibles and your bags, and rush to the front and let us pray for you. Pick your Bibles, pick your bags. I rush to the front.
And goodbye, world.
Give me the count of 7-1.
Stay no longer with you. Goodbye, pleasure of sin. Stay no longer with you. I've made up my mind to go God's way the rest of my life. I've made up my mind.
Made up my mind.
Go God's way.
Goodbye, 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 world. Goodbye, world.
Stay no longer.
My pleasures of sin.
Stay no longer
with you. Made up my mind. The rest of my life. Made up my mind. See it one more time. Goodbye, oh. Oh, Lord. Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. Of sin. I have made up my mind. The rest of my life. Made up my mind. Place your hand on your chest and pray after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I've come before you today to ask for mercy and forgiveness. Jesus, today it is my decision to follow you. No turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. I pray for you. I declare the hold of sin broken and the grace to live for God be released upon you. In Jesus' precious name. Amen.